All right, today's my grandmother's yard site. The learning is Leilui Neshama v'Imiz Kenati. Yentachav about Shlomo Zalman Zechon Bracha. All right, so I've been talking about Tu B'Av. This Friday is the 15th day of Av, which we know is a big Yantiv. And the Mishnah, the Gemara in the Masechet Tanit gives half a dozen reasons for why it's such a special day. And we learned yesterday the Mishnah, how the women dress up in white and they dance in the vineyards. And they look for Shiduchim, and those are the on Yom Kippur and the 15th day of Av. So the first answer the Gemara gives is that it's Rabbi Yisrael's name is Shmuel Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazeh. That if you remember in the Chumash, there was a in time of Slachad, if a woman, if a man didn't have any sons, so he wouldn't have, so the Yerusha would go elsewhere. So the daughters of Slachad said it's not fair, and so Hashem said fine, but then. The tzivui was that they should marry like within their shevet. In other words, the benot slachad should marry within their shevet. So in other words, so the land is not alienated. And then they had a drasha that it's only for that generation. Later on, they can marry one shevet with another shevet. It's nishkaferlach. So that was the yantiv. But one of the other reasons which I want to focus on today is Ula says Yom Shabitel Shev Ben Ela Prusdiot Shoshiv Yaravam Ben Nevad Al Drachim Shlomi Alu Yisrael Regel, that it's the day that Hoshea ben Ela was the last king of Israel. We know that the kingdom of Israel would divide into two kingdoms after the death of Shlomo Melech. You had the 10 northern Shvatim, and then Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin were in the south. So the 10 northern Shvatim, so the first king was Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a big Rasha. The last king was Hoshea ben Ela. So Yeravam ben Nevat didn't want people making Aliyah L'Regel, which we'll talk about in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin goes through it. So they didn't want them to make Aliyah L'Regel. So at the very end of a long period of time, I think it's like around 200 years, Hoshea ben Ela is the last king. He removes like the sentries at the border, and he says anybody who wants to make Aliyah L'Regel can make Aliyah L'Regel. So Mela, that was a big yantiv that, thank God, now people, have it. So the Gemara learns in Masechet Sanhedrin on the Gemara explains why did he put up these sentries. So the Gemara says, it says Vayomi Rabam Blibo Atat Shiva Mamlachal Beit David. He says now I'm going to lose the kingship. If everybody makes a lila regel, so they're going to go to Rechavam. So he says Amar Gemiri Dini Shiva Azar Lamalchei Beit Yehuda Bavad. Our Mesorah is that nobody's allowed to sit in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, unless you're a Melech from Beis David, a king from the Davidic monarchy. So came into Chazal the Rechavam Diativ. So when they see Rechavam, who's the king of Yehuda, he's sitting. He says, Va'anakaimna, and I'm standing. Savri Hamalka Vahavda. They'll say, he's the bona fide king. Rechavam's the true king. And this other person's like an Eved. In other words, he's not the real king. She says, Be'yativna, and if I sit down there, Mori B'malkud Avoy B'kazalni. So I'll be a Mori B'malkud, I'll be a rebel, and they'll kill me. Va'azlu Batre. So Miyad V'yva'atz HaMelech V'yash Shnei Eglei Zahav. So he came up with an idea. I'll build like two places of Avodah Zarah, like up for calves, one in Beit El, one in Dan. And he says, V'yom Lehem Rav Lachem Elot Yerushalayim. He says, no need to go to Yerushalayim anymore. He says, Hinei Elohech Yisrael Asher Alucham Eretz Yisrael. Here are your gods. Go make Aliyah, to Beit El and Dan. Skip it with Yerushalayim. So that's what Rechavam did. And Rechavam was a big Rasha. And he was the Chote Yumachti. He sins, and he causes the multitudes to sin. So then at the end, there's a whole series of kings, and the last king of Malchut Yisrael is Hoshea ben Ela. And Hoshea ben Ela removes the sentries, and he removes them, and then the whole kingdom falls apart. So the Gemara asks, this doesn't seem strange, like he removes the sentries and everything falls apart. So let's see, the Zial Kachimoni speaks about this, and then we'll wrap it up. So it says, why is it that everybody went into exile in the time of Hoshea ben Ela? It says, up until now, so the Avodah Zarah is like attributable to one person, whoever the king was. He's continuing the policy, so it's all the fault of the king. They can't make Aliyah L'Regel because the king is there. He doesn't make Aliyah L'Regel. It's very difficult for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to justify sending everybody into Galus, into exile, for the Aveira of one man, which is the king, who's doing Aveira. He says, Kamen Shabahu Shea ben Ela, Ubitel Kol Mishmar Kulan. So when Hoshea ben Ela came and he got rid of all these sentries, he says, Va'amar Kol Mishal Yishlam Yaleh. He said, anybody, I'm like open-minded. I believe in, you know, freedom of religion, First Amendment rights. Anybody who wants to make Aliyah L'Regel can make Aliyah L'Regel. You want to go to Jerusalem, fine. He says, V'lo Amar HaKol Yalul Yerushalayim. He didn't say let everybody go to Yerushalayim. He wasn't that good, you know. He wasn't such a tzaddik, but he says, you know, whatever you want to do, do. He says, Alav Omer Bayaser Rab Einei Hashem Rak Lo K'malcha Yisrael. So he did that which was evil, but not like the previous kings. He says, Allah alav Shalmaneser. So Shalmaneser, the king of Ashur, came and attacked him. Mipnei sheshamat kolar mitzavaro nathinu b'tzavarabim. In other words, he took the chain from his own neck and put it on everybody. In other words, now you don't make Aliyah L'Regel, so it's your fault. So he says, Mikanamru kolosim mitzvavenu gomram nechayiv nafshav k'rishto shnei banav. I won't get into details with this, but the idea is that he gave them an opportunity to make Aliyah L'Regel, and they didn't take the opportunity. So on the one hand, it's sort of like a bittersweet day. On the one hand, Tu B'Av is a wonderful yontif because all the potential. Now we can learn. Now we can make Aliyah L'Regel. Now we can do this. So it's a great simcha. If you make Aliyah L'Regel, you get to be in Yerushalayim. And there's Rav Schlesinger. He says, like in the Tosfos, this is by the Master Cheney, just to see in the Avir of Yerushalayim. It's such a great opportunity. But then nobody took the opportunity. Nobody took the opportunity. So it gets inverted. It becomes now it's a big aveira. You had this opportunity. You didn't grab the opportunity. So that's a big aveira. So it's real Musar Haskil, you know, for all of us. You know, like we each have opportunities in life. You know, there's opportunities certainly for learning. There's lots of opportunities. And there are opportunities for other mitzvot. But when we have the opportunity, we don't take the opportunity. So that's a very bad thing. And that led to the Korban of the Aseret HaShvatim that went to Galus. So on the one hand, it was a big yantiv, but on the other hand, it didn't turn out so good. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts?